Okay, so we left off yesterday with the din that you need kol asar b'makim echad, that all ten people for the minyan should be in one place, and what's considered in one place. So I'm going to come back to this prat. We'll come back to this prat. Just want to go a little further first. So we're holding by Siman Tes Vav Oisei. Tzarech lizor ma'oy l'shmaya kaddish. One needs to be very careful to hear Kaddish. V'lanois achrov b'chavona. And to answer after it with Kavona. Which the Shmur speaks out in Siman Vav Sifkat and Aleph, that even to be Mahar b'divrei Torah is also while the Chazan's saying Kaddish. Because he has to be mechavin to he has to have a lot of Kavona when he answers to the Kaddish. The Shmur brings down also in Hilchos Tefillin, I think it is, that that which people roll up their Tefillin, they put away their Tefillin, B'shas Kaddish is ruined, because then the Namachavim by Amini Yeshmer Abba. Now, I think we once mentioned that the Iker of Kaddish, the original Takkan of Kaddish, was until the Amiram Ba'om of Imru Amein. That's the Iker of Kaddish. That was the original Takkan of Kaddish. That's why during Davening, we find that that's the Kaddish in many places. The Pesukim that were added afterwards, that was added later on. The other Tefillah, the other Bakashis that were added later on, Oysa Shalom and Raimov was added so that it should be Kain Shemon Esrei. You end off with Yehi Shalom and Rabbah with the Indian of Shalom, Oysa Shalom and Raimov, to end off with the Indian of Shalom. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points this out. Shulchan Aruch Rav says Kain Shemon Esrei. That's why we find that it's Kain Shemon Esrei, that even though in the Rishonim and the Gemara we don't find they have to stand for Kaddish, but those that stand for Kaddish is the inyan of standing for Kaddish comes from this, because it's doyim to Shmon Esrei. Ad Kedei Kach, there are those that will keep their feet together when they answer to Amin Yeshmer Abba also, because it's doyim to Shmon Esrei. But that's the idea over here. Now,
The person saying Kaddish, he's
that's why you're not right. It's brought down also in the halachas of walking in front of someone, Damin Shmon Esrei. Who a din if he's saying Kaddish, not to walk in front of him, because it also has that ma'ala. Okay, so therefore mikol shekein b'meini yeshmer abba, that's the ikar shetzarach lechaven heitiv. What has to be mechaven very well over there b'meini yeshmer abba. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah gedola to answer to yeshmer abba. The Mishmur says it's even more than Kedusha Moedim. It's even more than Kedusha Moedim. V'yesh la'anis oisei v'kol ram. I skipped. Yeah, shekol ha'ayinu ha'meini yesh ram v'chol koichoi v'chavanosei koirin lo'i gzadina shal shivim shana. Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yates. It will rip up a gzadin of 70 years. Right, so sometimes people think that they're saving time if they learn or do something during Kaddish, but meanwhile they're losing, because by having Kavana they're being correct. Hopefully they don't have any Gzadina, but in case he has a Gzadina of Shivim Shana, he could be correct that Gzadina of Shivim Shana and make more time. Yesh lahan is esev kol rom, shebekol ze shoyve kol amekatergim, umevatel kol gzeris koshais, komokom le yitin kol is gedoilos, however you shouldn't scream like a meshugana, shleis loitz to all of bnei adam. The gedder is, you can answer out loud, but the gedder is, at the point where people are gonna look at you like a letz, that's where not. V'yigrom lahem chet, oymim amein yesh merabah v'chulim teves esparach, that's different than Hagim, if you say with Yisbarach or not. V'achach Yishma min ha-shatz v'yayma amen. Afterwards you hear from the shatz, and then you say amen. Now, the The Mishmur points out that when you're answering Yom and Yishmir Abba, you should be mafsig a little between Amen, Yishmir Abba, and like by Maidim also, Amen, stop a drop, and then it's a Maidim.
So you say Amen after the Chazan says Yishmir.
Right. Before.
Before you repeat it.
Before you say Yishmir Abba. No, the kids is going on the end because you said you spoke that was
right.
To the end. But I'm talking about now, I backed up.
Yeah.
I just backed up to before you Yesh Merabba.
But Maidim, you should pause after. What was I saying?
You should. Amen. Maidim. The Chazan says Yesh Merabba also. Fine. Okay, now, just want to read to you. The next halacha says, next, Yeshayim Shein Tzrichan Lamed Kaddish. There are those that hold that you do not need to stand for Kaddish. Ach Kol Kaddish Shetof Suba Amida. But if you're already standing, going Ach HaHalel, Yeshlamed Oid Boy O Ad Lach Amen Yeshmer Abba. Should stand at least until after Amen Yehish Mirabba. That's why if someone has to, let's say, rolling up tefillin also, it says this, so they'll be mechavim by Amen Yehish Mirabba. If someone's in a rush and he needs to roll up earlier, he should wait until after Amen Yehish Mirabba. Yeshayim Sheyesh Lamed Tamed LeKaddish. There are those that hold, they should always stand for Kaddish. And standing for Kaddish, some hold means until after Yesh Merabba, some hold means until after Yizbarach Vimrami. Well, the Shah Davish of Kedusha, and for other Davish of Kedusha, Yesh Lul might be Kabchay me Eglim Melech Mayev, Chsev Eil Boy Love, Ayyem Eil Dibel Kim Li Elecha, Ayyokom Meal Kisei, and Eil Ma Eglim Melech Mayev, Shoy Akom Kom Lidva Hashem, Kodashkin Anachnu. Amoy. Mechen yesh lachmer. So, in other words, the kids are saying, and the Shulchan Aruch also says, it's that we should be choshish for the machmirin. Right? The minig is that those kadeshim that come here, the minig Ashkenaz, and Sfarad is different minhagim. The Ben Shchai has one. Kavachayim, different minhagim between the Sfaradim, but by the Ashkenazim in general, the meaning is that a Kaddish that comes after something that you're standing, you stay standing. Kaddish that comes after something that you're sitting, you don't have to stand, but like we said before, there's an Indian to stand. Okay, now, I just want to read to you, all the places can go on by Arichas about Kaddish over here. You have Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishabura, Darach HaShulchan. Darach HaShulchan in Simin Nun Hei starts off. HaKadosh Hu Shevach Goldo V'Noira Shetikno Anshei Knesset Gedolah Achar Chorban Bayis Rishon. It's a tefillah that Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misaken after the Chorban Bayis Rishon. V'tefillah Achilul Shema Yizbarach V'Chorban Bayis HaMikdash V'Chorban Arzena Kaddish Upizu Yisrael Ba'arba Kamfezaretz. So it's a tefillah, which was said on the Chilul Hashem, right? Vanu Mispalim, she's gadol, he's Kaddish Shema Yisbarach. Kama Shama Anavi, he's gadalti, he's kadashti, v'nidati, the einei goyim rabbi v'yedu kani Hashem. So it's a tefillah that gadula and that kedusha should come back again. Vam Rabbi Yosi, Shepam Achashom Baskol Shem Nahemes Ki Yoyin Vaymeres Oyl Banim Shem Avinaseim Achrafti Es Beisi Vesrafti Es Echol Viglisim Vam Leel Yoh Anavi She Gim Pom Biyoyin Baskol Yoyitz Baskol Kizeh. 3 times a day this Baskol comes up. Vla Oyd Al Shem Shosh Yisrael Nechnos Nevat Kinesil Bat Medrashis Vayin Amin Yish Mirabba Kosh Baruch Hu Menanei Beroy Shevayim Meh Ashri HaMelech Shemekalsan Yisrael Bebeisai Kachmalo La'av Sheik Lizbonov Voilem Lebonim Shegolim HaShukhan Akobonim. He goes on with with different chashivas of the of in Simen Nun Vav. He starts off. He says. He already told us the chashivas of Kaddish, and he continues to speak about it. And then he says, the Eish Merabah, the Baramis, if he said, K'moy Bevrit, Shmoy HaGodol, Hu Shem Havaya. It's referring to Yesh Shmei Rabah, it's referring to Shem Havaya. V'yesh Shem in the Shmei Hem Shnei Teve, Shem Yud Kei, Shem the Yem Shechor Beis Midish, the Yud Olam, fine. What's referring to? Ba'omot Divrach, you would say, but what does that mean? Ba'olam Shebar Kiritzayne. Kiruse means like his Ratze. Right, there's different ways to pronounce Kiruse, Kiruse. B'chayecho in Ba'agolav Zmakariv. Zeo Tfilah Shenizke Liroi Zeh B'chayenu. B'chayecho that we should be able to see it in our lifetime. Zeh Yibimahiris. Quickly, Shem Pnei Shechevle Mashiach Kashim. Kashim in the Seivel. It's hard to be Seivel to Chevle Mashiach. Zeon mispalim shatiya ze b'mehiras. The agla ba'aramis hu k'may mehira. Ba'agla means quickly. Agabayim, so he brings down, he goes on to explain the different parts of Kaddish over here, which is g'day to just to get the definition. It says, kol ha'ina b'chol kaychay. It says different pshat in b'chol kaychay. It's one pshat kol kaicha means a lot to be marbet to answer, to answer as many as you could. Okay, so there we have, so that's what we have here. Now zayinim ain't tisha shayim lashatz lo yoyim aklal kaddish. If you don't have nine people, mean nine besides the chazan, listening to the kaddish, then we don't say the kaddish at all. Ki kol dov shemikdush ain't erim pachas man sara. Tainu echad oime v'tisha shayim. Kamakim echad me'asara mispal tefila shemun esrei. One of the ten adam shemun esrei. Afi shein yochal anis imahem mitstari. V'odin lebeis gimel v'dal. We need to have roiv. We need to have roiv. Some are machmir, even if there's more than one damni. But meikra din, if there's roiv, kol shenisha roiv shoinim ein aniyah samiyad ma'akevis. But the mechel men yoshin, tzrichon ha'kitzo, you need to wake him up. At least they should be awake enough to hear it. Ki ha'yoshin einim tzarif la'asara. So again, l'chatzchila one should wake him up. If it's not possible, so then already there's a tzarich in what to do. Shazad chak, one could be mekel, but fine. Okay, so we'll get back to the other nekuda and then Mitzvah Shem will finish up.